Hello, hello, hello. I hope you're having a nice, pleasant Friday. Getting ready for a wonderful weekend. A lot of college football for me. A lot of NFL for me this weekend. I can't wait. Maybe back later. Plan on being back later with a brief video on Mizzou versus Auburn. Probably going to throw in the Fighting Illini as well for those of you across the river in our audience who are fans of Illinois football. They've got a tough one with Michigan coming in on Saturday. Anyway, earlier this week, we were talking about my cap collection briefly. And, you know, because some of you would want me to tell you some stories behind the caps. I appreciate your interest. And it is something fun to talk about. It's kind of light. I mean, I do a lot of serious things like, you know, Cardinals baseball in particular, but, you know, a lot of analysis and all that stuff. So this is a light-hearted one. But anyway, I said, if you watch the video and I said, hey, I've got some more coming in and I'm really fired up about one of them, really fired up. Well, it's now the moment of truth because this is the cap and I'm really fired up. So in case you're wondering, well, what the heck is so special about the cap? If you don't know already, maybe some of you know, I don't rule it out. This cap is the vintage cap of a 1952 professional baseball team in the Dominican Republic, and the Lions, del Escogido. And if that doesn't mean anything to you, I understand. But I'm wearing the cap today because, first of all, a tip of the cap to the new manager of Escogido, who earlier this week got his first victory ever as a manager. I am talking about, of course, the great, the one and only, the immortal Albert Pujols. Yes, he started his managing gig in the DR, the Winter League. The teams play 50 regular season games. It's kind of round robin format. And then there's the postseason. And first of all, the Leones are a legendary franchise in the DR. And I do have some notes because, you know me, got to have some notes. They're based in Santo Domingo. That's where Pujols spent a lot of his childhood. And when they moved to New York, he went back and forth. That's his home base, though, and it's very dear to him. And this was the team that he grew up rooting for. He was a passionate fan of Escogido. And so when he thought about managing and how do you pivot into managing, well, he had an offer to manage the team of his dreams during his youth, right? And so it's a great story. So he won his first game. He's 1-0. Hope he goes undefeated. But when I say it's a legendary franchise, it is. 17 championships, including four World Series wins in the Caribbean World Series. And then some of the names that have played winter ball for the Leones, the Chosen Ones, the Alou brothers, Maddie, Felipe, Jesus, former Cardinal Ken Obergefell was a manager there and won two championships starting in the 2009 season. Some of the biggest names in baseball through the decades played for this team during the Winter League. I'm talking about, in no particular order, I'm talking about Pedro Martinez and Juan Marichal and Willie McCovey and Joey Votto and Juan Encarnacion. Remember him? Good guy. Joaquin Andujar was pitched for this team. And Big Papi played for this team. David Ortiz. Tim Raines played for the Leones. Vlad Guerrero Jr. played for the Leones. Fernando Tatis Sr. played for this franchise. The young star in one of the young baseball stars now, Julio Rodriguez, played for them. Who else? That's about it. That's about it. I love some of the background, though. And some former Cardinals in there, too. Remember Jose De Leon? You remember Octavio Dotel, big part of the 2011 postseason run in the bullpen. So anyway, it's a great, great franchise. And it's got a large following. And I couldn't wait to put this cap on today. Miss Bernie brought up a box because it had arrived from Ebbets Field. And I thought, yeah, it's a good day to put this on. I was having one of those days, you know, and not blue, not down, just kind of burned out. I wasn't really fired up about anything. Well, I got fired up as soon as I saw the new hat. So, yeah, it's my tribute to Albert Pujols. It's my tribute to Albert Pujols because I think he is going to be a great, great manager anywhere he manages. And that includes the major leagues. And that includes, I don't know, this little team close to us, St. Louis Cardinals. I am convinced the man will be a great, great manager. And I don't know what the timetable will be for him to get a major league job. But he's starting off in this new career after having one of the greatest careers in the history of the game. And my favorite go-to stat for Albert Pujols, you got Stan the Man. This in the steps, you got Stan the Man. And then after Stan the Man, you know, some people will say, well, Rogers Hornsby was the greatest right-handed hitter. You all can debate that. I'm not interested in really having a debate class on that. I think the two greatest Cardinals position players, number one, Stan the Man, number two, Albert Pujols. And if you disagree, leave it in the comment section. You're not going to change my mind, though. I'm just, you know, telling you in advance. So I don't know when he's going to be a big league manager. I know he wants to be. I know Tony La Russa has said that he believes Albert Pujols will be a great manager. Because when Albert Pujols was a Cardinal, even as a very young man, he just was constantly, you know, making a path into Tony La Russa's office, asking him questions about everything. Everything. Every bit of strategy there is. Every philosophy. Like, you know, he would ask Tony, well, what are your philosophies? What do you think are the most important things to win? You know, how do you teach? How do you go about it? What about if a player gets out of line? What do you do? How do you handle that? I mean, and, you know, it was one of the reasons why TLR loves Albert Pujols so much, because Albert Pujols could have just coasted on his talent. He could have just, you know, put up these epic numbers. But as he was playing, collecting all these awards, and then it's like after his career, he could have just done whatever he wanted to do. But the point being is he didn't have to be in TLR's office all the time. Saying, well, why did you decide to make that pitching change? Just talk me through it. I was watching it, and I'm like, this is interesting. So they'd sit in his office, and either after the game or real early before the next game the next day. And La Russa, almost like a teacher, and his student was Albert Pujols. La Russa would, in very great detail, explain everything that went into the move that Pujols was really curious about from the night before. And he just soaked up that knowledge. He just soaked it up. I've said this before. He's one of the smartest players. Let me rephrase that. He's the smartest baseball player I've ever covered. And I covered a lot of them. And it's no disrespect to anybody else. Pujols just has this innate feel for the game, which is why he couldn't run very fast. He had bad wheels. But there wasn't a better base runner as far as knowing when to go, reading the play, knowing when he could literally steal a base or actually advance when no one would think he would go. He knew exactly what he was doing. A really phenomenal base runner. See, most people just think, well, wait a minute, you know, he wasn't that fast. Give me a guy like this, incredibly intelligent in the skill of base running. And he won two gold gloves, and he actually should have won more. Very underrated. In fact, it's one thing about some of the Sabre metrics. One thing about it I really love, I appreciate, is they can go back in history, and they can use some of the metrics today and apply them retroactively. And Albert Pujols should have won five or six gold gloves, easy. So when you talk about his career, and again, this is a guy who didn't have to be taking notes in Tony La Russa's office. He really didn't. He could have just rested on his laurels, so to speak. But here's that favorite go-to Pujols stat of mine. How great is he in baseball history? Well, there's only one player in the history of the major leagues that who can put up this profile, this combination. One guy's done it. One guy. Guy now managing this team. Only player in the history of the majors with this combination, all right? At least 3,000 hits, at least 700 homers, at least 2,000 RBIs, and multiple league MVP awards. He's the only guy that has that combination. He's in a group of one. And I find that when you can, when you think about all the incredible, incredible, incredible players, we've all been blessed. Generations, people that came long for us. They used to watch Babe Ruth. We used to watch Ty Cobb, Rogers, Hornsby, then Stan the Man, and right on through the generations. You think of all the extraordinary players that have been major league ball players. Pujols is the only one to do this, and I'm going to say it again. 3,000 hits, 700-plus homers, 2,000-plus RBIs, and multiple MVP awards. It's unbelievable to me that Henry Aaron only won a single MVP award. And that's what separates Albert and the great Henry Aaron. Pujols, 11-time All-Star. He won three MVP awards in the National League, but he finished second four times. He was third another time. He had a fifth-place finish in there somewhere. 11-time All-Star, six-time Silver Slugger, on and on and on and on and on. I looked up his stat today because I said he was the smartest player ever covered. He also, I'm looking at this, and in terms of baseball that I've covered and teams that I've covered and specific individuals that I've covered, right, or that I've been in the market. I didn't cover Stan the Man, for example, but I got to know him, and believe me, well aware of everything with Stan Musial, because it was one of the thrills of my life to be able to sit down many, many times and talk with a man, right? So here's another reason why I say, you know, here's the smartest guy I ever covered, because he knew every aspect of baseball, right? I went back, I was curious, because I said, like, well, when we talk about all the position players, you know, in the history of this game, in the majors, Who played or who competed in the most wins in a career? Like, his team won the game, and so you add up all the wins of whatever team anybody's playing for. All right. How many winning games was he a part of? All right, here's the top five in the history of the major leagues, and I love it for a couple of reasons. You'll hear it at number four and number five. Number one's Pete Rose, 1,972. Number two is the great immortal Henry Aaron, 1,735. Number three is a favorite in my Polish family, Carl Yastrzemski, even though he's with the Red Sox. We didn't like the Red Sox growing up in Baltimore, but hey, you had to respect the ads, right? 1,718. Number four in the history of the game wins. Albert Pujols, 1,660. Regular season. And number five, already name checked him, Stan the Man Musial. 653 wins, regular season. So Pujols had seven. He competed in seven more regular season wins than Stan the Man Musial did. I just love that. And if you don't mind, number six, Willie Mays. Number seven is another personal favorite of mine, someone that I still can't believe that this man became my friend. After his retirement and when I was working in media as a young punk and he was a broadcaster. Brooks Robinson's number seven, Ty Cobb is number eight, Derek Jeter nine, and everyone's favorite, Barry Bonds, is number 10. Think about all this. I mean, the only guy to put up these massive milestone, accomplishments and just a winning ball player. You know, he had 40 postseason wins with in his career, 36 with the Cardinals, four with the Dodgers. In St. Louis, he won the Cardinals won two World Series, three NL pennants. They were in the postseason seven times in his 11 seasons. 17 victories in the league division series, Albert Pujols, 17 wins. The league championship series, Albert Pujols and those Cardinals teams with him playing first base, 15 wins. World Series, obviously, 8 wins. So I just think I'm honored to wear this hat, and I'm honored to think about Albert Pujols one day managing the Cardinals. And I know what some of you were saying. By the way, I'm just not going to get salty about it, because I can think what I want to think. You can think what you want to think. I really hope that one day he'll manage the Cardinals, because not because he's a name, not because, oh, well, you know, all everybody, so many people in this town just want to give former Cardinals jobs. This isn't just a former Cardinal. This is, you know, depending on how you rank them, this is either the second best position player in Cardinals history with all these awards. Are you kidding? And somebody going to tell me about Rogers Hornsby? Really? And then if you're including pitchers, look, the top three, Stan the Man, and Bob Gibson, Albert Pujols, or Stan the Man, Albert Pujols, Bob Gibson. You can rank them any way you want, okay? This isn't just, well, you know, you can't give a job to another former Cardinal. Well, the only former Cardinal, like during the Bill DeWitt era, who got a managing job in the big leagues was Mike Matheny. So you can say all you want about Schilte. You can say all you want about Marmol. They paid their dues, both of them, in the minor leagues, the Cardinal system. I get that. I'm just saying, don't lump in Albert Pujols as if the Cardinals are, you know, talking to Daniel Descalzo about managing one day. I mean, this guy is extraordinary. All those wins, all those epic achievements. He walks into a room, and I've seen it, and I've really even seen it since he, you know, moved on from St. Louis. He walks into a room, and everyone in there is like, wow, it's Albert Pujols. Wow. No disrespect to other former Cardinals who might be named as managerial candidates. There's only one guy that when he enters a room, everyone in that room, you know what somebody told me? I can't say who it is because I'd be breaking a confidence. You know what someone told me? He said, one of the reasons Pujols would be a great manager for anybody is because he's smart as could be. He's got universal respect in the game. People are in awe of him, yet he reaches out to the youngest, most obscure player on the team and tries to help him. He's there for everybody. He is just incredible in the clubhouse, the way he relates to players, not just star players, not just like some managers that I know. They cater to the stars, and the other guys are wondering, do I even exist? Pujols ain't like that. And one of the things I know that somebody would be inclined to say, maybe in the comment section, that's fine, man. Say whatever you want. Well, Bernie, the only look, we all love Albert, but you know, in baseball history, you know, how many like great players go on to become great managers because they're so great, you know, they can't relate to players who are just kind of average or even below average, or they're journeymen. They can't relate because the game when they played, it came so easy to them. And it's really hard for them to have the empathy and the understanding of what it's like to struggle. Is that right? With this guy? Albert Pujols won and won and won and racked up all kinds of awards. He signed with the Angels 10 years. What was it? $340 million, I think. And so he goes to the Angels, and the Angels might as well be in Siberia, even with Mike Trout and Albert Pujols. Nobody cares about the Angels. So he went 9 straight seasons without appearing, competing in a playoff game. 9 straight. And he got the Angels released him in 21, and he latched on with the Dodgers, so he returned in the postseason in 2021. And then he returned to the postseason again in 2022. But think about his time away from St. Louis. It wasn't just that he disappeared in terms of postseason baseball, because he wasn't there for nearly a decade, which you know had to be eating him up. But he also started to really go into a steep decline, where You know, he was an all-star one time with the Angels, and it was pretty early on. But not that he embarrassed himself, but he went from being like anything he's got to do or he wants to do, he can do it. He's that great. And the game became a lot harder for him. And there are people writing stories and broadcasters saying, well, he'll always be one of the greats. But boy, if you look at these numbers the last 4 or 5 years, you know, he's a long way from being the Albert Pujols. Are you kidding me with this stuff? Well, he wouldn't be able to relate to struggling young players who don't have his talent. Well, he was a struggling old player. He knows what it's like when the talent starts to go and the game becomes a lot harder and you have all these nagging injuries and all of a sudden you don't hit right-handed pitchers the way you used to. And you're not as patient at the plate. You know, Albert, because the bat speed slowed, he would try to get jumps on fastballs. So he was swinging at everything. His plate discipline really eroded as he went on. By the standards that he set, Albert Pujols went through a pretty tough decline, and it was a gradual decline. It was over many years. He knows all about what it's like to fail. If anything, this is the perfect combination. He's played the game at the highest level. He is literally one of the greatest players in the history of Major League Baseball. You put him wherever you want, he's on the short list. But he also knows what it's like. He leaves St. Louis where he's worshipped and it's his town and everyone loves him so much. And he goes to Anaheim and it's kind of like, well, they're not the Dodgers. You know, living in the shadow of the Dodgers and kind of off-Broadway, to use that expression, right? He knows what it's like to be at the top of the world. He knows what it's like to tumble down, kind of like, you know, you're falling downhill. You're rolling downhill, right? You know, and you're trying to hang on, right? You're trying to reach and grab a branch or something to hang on because you're rolling and you're rolling and you're rolling, right? You're going down. He knows both of those worlds very, very well. I mean, who could get name a player that he would be incapable of relating to? Because he's had a vast experience, the highs and the lows. He was a rookie. He came back at, how old was he? I don't even remember now. He's in his early 40s, finishing it up. And by then, you know, it was really hard for him to hit right-handed pitchers. Remember the first 3 months or so? He even walked into Ollie Marmol's office and said, I think I'm going home. I'm terrible at this. And Ollie Marmol and others said, no. You're going to get better. You're Albert Pujols. And we all know what happened. The final 3 months of that season was one of the greatest joyrides I've ever been in sports, as far as an observer. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It was total joy. It was total pleasure. It was exciting. It was just amazing experience to watch him just chip away at 700. He's on a mission. And the confidence came back. Everything came back. He went from talking to his manager about retiring and just calling it quits. And then all of a sudden, he's the Albert Pujols again. Just an exceptional thing to witness. I'll leave you with this. And see, I actually talked a little longer than I want, but this ain't no 39-minute job, and my videos are going to get a lot shorter, trust me. I don't know what's going to happen after 2025. You get Chaim Bloom taking over. Ollie Marmol will still have a year left on his contract. But to me, Ollie Marmol's in place because, you know, it's going to be a transition year. It's going to be a rebuilding year. And, you know, you might as well let him manage because despite what most of you think, he didn't do a bad job. He did a pretty good job, actually, in 2024. I didn't say he was perfect. So we all wonder, there's two things. We all wonder about, well, would they consider hiring Pujols now that he's getting managerial experience and he's paying his dues? Well, they better. First of all, point number one, can you imagine? Can you even comprehend, as mad as people are with Bill DeWitt right now, can you even comprehend the Cardinals having a chance, because Albert Pujols has already said, I really want to work for you. And I don't think he meant, you know, being an assistant batting coach or what. Albert Pujols wants to manage the Cardinals. All right. It's his dream job. All right. Can you imagine if Bill DeWitt, the people making the decision, Albert Pujols, have a conversation, Pujols, oh, I really want to manage. It's my career would be complete. It'd be the greatest honor I've ever had. St. Louis means everything to me. Can you imagine if they say no? Because they figure, well, maybe his philosophy would be different than Chaim Bloom's, and maybe that's not fair to Chaim Bloom. Look, I really like Chaim Bloom. I think it was a great hire. But there are some things that transcend whatever someone's philosophy is. If you have a great player and a great leader and the smartest guy that I've ever covered in baseball, someone who was basically developed up here by Tony La Russa in a baseball sense, can you imagine the Cardinals bypassing Albert Pujols and he goes somewhere else and he becomes a highly successful manager? I mean, the Cardinals, even though Terry Francona was not ready to manage in 2012, he had some problems to deal with and health issues to deal with. You know, it's 2024 and Cardinals fans, by the way, I'm not knocking anybody. Cardinals fans are still, you know, bemoaning the fact that they hired Matheny instead of Francona. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. That's Terry Francona, right? Can you imagine if they would say, it's tough to say, but I think we're going another direction. And then Albert goes somewhere else and becomes a great manager. Ooh, I'm not in the, hey, sell the franchise, DeWitt. I'm not in that category. Fix the franchise is what I want. But can you imagine that? Even I would be starting to say, sell the team. the second thing about it, and this, I think, would be of great interest to ownership of the Cardinals. All right, I got 2025 might not be the most fun year. 2026, they have a chance to get better, but the crowds are still down. People are still disillusioned. They're still disgruntled. They're still upset. I'm not going down there. You know, and many of you told me that, and I totally respect that. If you have read the comment sections and my responses, I've never taken a poke at anybody who says, I'm not coming down there until this happens, that happens, Mozeliak's going, blah, blah, blah. That's your right. It's not for me or anyone else to tell you what you should do. And anybody who's a little upset should be upset and frustrated. Well, how could you get people coming back to Busch Stadium? Do I need to complete that thought? It wouldn't be a circus act. This wouldn't be a gimmick. This wouldn't be the Boston Braves hiring a rotund Babe Ruth as a coach. And they'd have him, you know, had him hitting batting practice because they weren't drawing anybody. And so Babe would put on home run exhibitions. He could barely, you know, just waddling all over the field. God bless him, one of my favorites. But he was old and he was a very big man at the time. But he would put on hitting exhibitions as a coach. So he sort of became like a circus act. If you think this, like, don't you dare even think that this means Albert Pujols would be some kind of circus act to sell tickets in St. Louis. Are you kidding me? Did we not learn everything about what drives Albert Pujols? But I'm going to repeat it and then I'm going to shut up. Number one, can you imagine if he wants their job and he goes to them and tells them that if they make a managerial change and they decline and he goes somewhere else? Can you even imagine that? I've said that 20 times now. And could you imagine all of a sudden, like whoosh, lightning bolts, the excitement level generated? Intense excitement level generated as soon as they announce who their next manager is. Let's introduce one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest players in franchise history, and one of the most beloved St. Louis Cardinals ever. Our next manager, Albert Pujols. Chills. Chills, man. All right. That's all I had to say. Other than go Leones del Escogido, Albert Pujols. May you have a great year. And then may you be in demand to manage a big league team, especially one big league team in particular. You have a great weekend, all right? We'll be back, if not later today, certainly Sunday probably with a Mizzou video, and then we'll get back to normal schedule on Monday. I'm sorry I went a little long. Thank you.